Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it is your fun Friday episode of the week, and I'm so excited to have you here. Now, you know we're going to start off every episode with what? Scripture. That's right, scripture. So this week, we've been in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 3. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Now, guys, this is a beautiful scripture. Go back to the spiritual kickoff if you missed it. I really unpacked that. I've unpacked a lot of different types of words that can be used interchangeably in this scripture here to give you some more insight into what this actually looks like. Because guys, this could be the cornerstone, the very fabric of a marriage: love and faithfulness, you know, truth, mercy, kindness, all these things tie together to have a wonderful covenant that we call marriage. Now, you missed the episode, our last episode rather. You need to go back because you probably missed one of the most powerful conversations we've had on The Lion Within Us. Okay, guys, we talk in depth around intimacy, spontaneous, responsive desire, why we should allow God in the bedroom, you know, how we can actually connect at a deeper level with our spouse, how we can actually, when things are getting stale, what can we do to flip it, to be proactive, to bring that intensity back into our marriage. And guys, if the intensity is not there, if you're just going through the motions, if you just have a roommate that you're financially, it makes sense, but outside of finances, you're not having that sexual connection, there is hope, but it's not going to fix itself. It's episodes like that and conversations like we had with JD that are going to move the ball for you. It's going to help you get off center and actually start making improvements. But I can't do it for you. You got to take action. Again, I'll give you that resource, thelionwithin.us/sex. Go check that out. There's tons of resources, but that sexploration list that JD talked about, guys, I'm telling you, it would be a way for you and your wife to have a wonderful connection, a conversation. It'd be a fun exercise just to do together. So take the time. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel like, you know what, if I have this conversation, it proves or says, it confirms that, you know what, there's something wrong. You just got to lean into it. You know, for me and my wife, we just wanted to find resources to make things better. Nothing to say that nothing's wrong. We just were always trying to be a little bit better every day, because we don't want a good marriage. We want an amazing marriage, a phenomenal marriage, just a fantastic marriage. And I want the same for you guys. So go check out that episode. I'm telling you, there's resources there. There's conversations. There's little nuggets that JD gave us that you'll be able to take, lean into, and apply that will make a big impact in your marriage for years to come. So guys, I hope you enjoyed that one. Now, you know, for the Fun Fridays, I'm going to give you a health, wealth, and a self tip, right? So let's just jump right in. For the health tip, I want you to work out with your wife. Okay. Now, be careful here. That doesn't mean that she needs to go through your workout. Okay. You probably are going to have to adjust your routine. And then you need to see what she actually enjoys. Okay. Now, she's into yoga or walking. Guess what, Buttercup? You need to get into yoga and walking. You know, but just be intentional about spending that time with her while getting healthy. I mean, it's a win-win, guys. Now, if she enjoys running and you don't enjoy running, well, guess what? Time to go running, because it's a great opportunity for you and her to have that connection, to have just a conversation. You know, when you're working out, don't just plug in your earphones and just go like you normally would at the gym. Maybe leave those and have conversation, talk. But maybe that workout is not as intense as you normally would have it. But the opportunity to connect your wife is very, very important. So don't miss it. This is a great way to even have further communication. And you know what? Since this week's been talking about sex and things like that, you know what? A lot of times the workout clothes she's wearing, let her know she looks good in them. Flirt with her, you know? Have some times while you're working out to make her just feel wanted, to feel desired. Guys, there's just so much benefit that comes with spending time together. But working out with your wife is a really great tip that I think more guys need to consider and lean into. Now, the wealth tip. Now, remember on Wednesday, I told you the wealth tip this week, you don't want to miss it. It's very simple. It's three words. Commas require conversation. Okay. What do I mean? I'm trying to save you some late nights. Okay, guys, where you're in a doghouse before you make a purchase or a buying decision. And if that thing has a comma in it, okay, most of us would consider that significant. There needs to be a communication. You got to have a conversation over this. Okay. Now, if it's something that's budget and you guys are already in alignment and you know that, hey, we're going to spend this money here, that's different. Okay. I get that. But look, there's no shame in telling someone that maybe you got a sales pitch coming at you. You got people that's throwing stuff at you. You know what? I need to review this with my wife. Okay. I actually use this phrase that commas require conversations this week. And the salesman thought it was great. And you know what? He couldn't push it anymore because he knew in that moment he was not getting a decision. Because it was, quite frankly, it was something for an amount of money that we determined we're going to have conversation. Now, for us, it's below a comma. Usually, we're around that $500 range, $300 to $500. We're going to have a conversation. We're not just going to spend that money. But we also have a very defined budget. And we also know, okay, if this is in the budget, we have the freedom to do it. That's, again, why it's so important, guys, to have a budget and actually stick to it. But if you get those rare cases where you're amped up, and you're excited, and that sales guy has got you going, and that gun feels so good in your hand, or that steering wheel feels so good in your hand, or whatever, slow down. Commas require conversation. Remember that. All right, guys, that was your tip. You save that and write it down, whatever you need to do. But I promise you, if you apply that to your life, you're going to make things so much easier for you. Guaranteed. Now, your self-tip, okay? I want you to plan an evening or a trip, maybe a weekend getaway. And here's the deal. Here's what I want you to do. Do not tell your wife where you're going. Keep her in the dark. Make the entire event an adventure. You know, show her that you care by the effort you put into making, you know, the plans, right? And then have some fun with it, right? You got to remember, guys, marriage is fun. Whoever said it wasn't fun is not doing it right. So there's an opportunity here. Plan something. And again, it doesn't have to be extravagant, but just an evening. Maybe it is a little weekend getaway. But the cool part is, don't tell her. The last one that my wife and I did, I didn't tell her. We ended up going to the Outer Banks, had a great time. She had no clue. All she knew was she was going to get in the car and we were going for a trip. And it was the most fun we've had in a long time, just because, you know what? There was this level of adventure to it, because she didn't know the plans. Now, to my credit, just 100% honest with you guys, I didn't actually plan out the entire weekend either, because I wanted some things just to happen, you know, organically. But hey, let's go try this. Let's go try this. I didn't want to plan it out to a T. So don't feel like you had to plan out, you know, 8 a.m. here, 10 here. No, don't do that. But maybe the agenda or a couple big bucket items, you know, throughout that trip, whatever. But take the time to actually plan some of this out, because that's going to show her that you care. And I tell you what, guys, that sense of adventure, that is something that they want. Our spouses, they want this. They desire it. And it shows them so much, particularly that you care about them, about your marriage. And it's an investment that you can't go wrong with. All right, guys, there are your tips. Your health tip, work out with your wife. Wealth tip, commas require conversations. Self tip, plan that adventure and do not tell her. Do not tell her. Okay? So use those, apply them. Let me know which ones work. Let me know which ones, how that helps you. That'd be great. Also, if you have a tip, a health, wealth, or self tip that we should use on The Lion Within Us, email us at support@thelionwithin.us. And if I use it, I'll give you a shout out on the show. We'll definitely give you all the credit. And I know the guys that are listening will be blessed by it. Now, the book of the week this week is actually called Keep Your Love On. And it says Connection, Communication, and Boundaries by Danny Silk. Now, this book was recommended to me by JD. Okay. When I was talking to JD, I'm like, look, JD, I'll do a book every week for recommendations for our guys for this week, which with the topic that you're talking about. What do the guys need to be listening? What should they be reading? He's like, oh, bro, easy. Keep your love on. Read this book, loved it. It's very practical. Again, he talks about communication, connection, and boundaries. And he really gives some insight into what that looks like. And again, this is really written from a Christian standpoint. So there's scriptures in here that he points to, that the author points to, rather, gives you a really good understanding of what the foundation of a solid marriage and what intimacy can look like. Okay? So check that one out. Keep Your Love On by Danny Silk. Again, check out the links in the show notes. Book of the week, lionwithinus.com/book. You'll be able to get that right there. Now, the dad jokes for this week. Dad joke number one. My wife traumatically ripped the blankets off me last night, but I will recover. So there you go. That's number one. Number two. I broke up with a girl years ago because of her obsession with counting. I wonder what she's up to these days. So there you go, guys. To me, it's a toss-up this week, I must admit. So I'm very curious to hear what the votes are going to be. Number one, my wife traumatically ripped the blankets off me last night, but I will recover. Number two, I broke up with a girl years ago because of her obsession with counting. I wonder what she's up to these days. So again, let us know. Vote in the comments. Let us which one, you know, works at home. Remember, eye rolls count. And again, if you have a dad joke we need to use, submit that in. Same email address, support@thelionwithin.us. If we use your dad joke, I will give you credit. I'll give you a shout out on the podcast. And we'll try to get some good laughs out there going, guys. Now, the question we've been talking about all week, where does scripture and intimacy cross paths? And I'm going to tell you what, it crosses paths in many, many ways. So go open your copy of God's word, dig into it, find that out. But you need to be cultivating intimacy in your life and in your marriage, rather. So important. So important. If you don't have it, that's okay. There are resources out there. Go check out the show notes again for the resources for JD's exploration list. Guys, there are resources that are going to help your marriage just grow in areas that are so important. And intimacy is important. Do not miss it. So again, if this week impacted you and it helps you in your journey, share it with someone. Just share the episode. That's all I ask. Give us a rating and review. That would help tremendously. Maybe you want to be a monthly donor. Jump on. Be a monthly donor. Every little bit counts. So go to thelionwithin.us. Be a donor. While you're there, join the Lions Den. Okay? That's free. That gets you involved with our community. Guys, we have some big things coming forward. We're working on a lot right now to serve you all in the future. And you're not going to know about any of these things if you're just sitting on the sidelines. Okay. You need to jump in. Again, just join the line saying that's free. That puts you in part of our email group. We'll be able to reach out to you, see how we can serve you. We have Bible studies going on. We have the Bible study on our website. We have courses, blogs. We're writing a lot of material. We're trying to produce a lot of things to serve you in your walk. We know you want to be a leader. We know you're looking for truth because you're just, this world is crazy all around us. So you need some truth, particularly in an area like we talked about this week around sex. You need truth there that you can count on. And guys, that's what the Lion Within Us is all about. We're trying to give you truth to help you build confidence to be that leader you're predestined to be. Okay. It's not going to happen by mistake, but partner with us, jump on board, be part of the community, join our Facebook group, join, connect with us on Instagram, guys, on your social media. We're out there. We're here to serve you. So again, I pray you enjoy this one. This week is one that I highly recommend listen to with your spouses. Go check out the resources. I pray you come back next week and that you that the message just serves you well next week also. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. There's so many other podcasts you could be listening to, but you took the time to listen to The Lion Within Us. So I'm so thankful, so grateful. Have a great weekend. Get after it. Have some fun in that bedroom. And unleash the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The Lion Within Us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.